This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
People in the UK work longer hours than anyone else in the European Union, but are far from the most productive. According to the Trades Union Congress, a UK body that brings together 49 member unions to improve their working conditions, employees in Denmark are 24% more productive per hour, but work 4 hours fewer per week. Britain's long hours culture is robbing workers of a decent home life and time with their loved ones. Overwork, stress, and exhaustion have become the new normal, says TUC General Secretary Francis O'Grady. They want businesses to cut the standard working week from 5 days to 4. But would a 4-day week work? It does for Rich Lee, founder of a Gloucester-based PR business. Staff there work Monday to Thursday, 9 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., but still get paid the same as before. In an interview with the BBC, Lee claims it makes the staff happier, which leads to better, more productive work. After a year, earnings and profits are up and sick days have halved. The 4-day week campaign also believes a shorter week would benefit everyone. They claim that it would, among other things, more evenly distribute work between the overworked and the underemployed. They estimate that around 30 UK businesses operate a 4-day, same-pay system. However, not everyone is convinced. One of the UK's leading charities, the Wellcome Trust, conducted an organisation-wide consultation into whether a 4-day week would fit. They decided against it. Many employees worried about their 5-day workloads being compressed into just 4 days. And some raised concerns that the time and energy used to implement a 4-day week would distract the charity from its core work, says Ed Whiting, Director of Policy at the Trust. So does a 4-day working week work or not? Clearly it suits some, but not everyone. We've got a lot to do before it can work for different sectors, says Amelia Quist from the Federation of Small Businesses in a BBC interview. Social care needs people present 24/7. How can we ensure those industries can work a 4-day week, she adds. Until we can answer questions like these, there's clearly more work to be done.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.